You trembled like you see a ghost, and I gave in. I like the things you need the most, you said. Where have you been? You wasted all that sweetness to run and hide. I wonder why. I remind you of the days you poured your heart into, but you never tried. I've fallen from grace, took a blow to my face. I've loved and I've lost, I've loved and I've lost. Explosions on the day you wake up needing somebody and you've learned it's okay to be afraid, but it will never be the same. So bleeding in the dark, so you could be king. The words you said are still untold to me, and I've lost my faith in everything. The nights you could cope, your intentions were gold, but the mountains will shake. I need to know I can still make explode.
What's up, everyone? This is DJ Runaway, and you're listening to Keeping It Fit right here on Penguin Radio. I have an hour of all things health lined up for you right now, so let's get started. First off, I have a list of all of the best fitness tips I could find brought to you by Fitness Magazine. They're super good ones, so listen up. The first one I have here is tone up on the treadmill. Save time at the gym with this 10-minute cardio sculpt session. Hop on a treadmill holding a 3 to 5 pound dumbbell in each hand and set the speed to a brisk walk. Do a 1 minute set each hand and then set the speed higher. So you're gonna do 1 minute of shoulder presses, bicep curls, tricep extensions, side laterals, front laterals, and standing tricep kickbacks, and one after another as you walk. It's an amazing upper body challenge that also gets your heart pumping. Do this series 2 or 3 times each week. As you improve, work up to doing 4 minute sets. The next one I have here is power up your runs, which we talked about a little bit on my last show. Adding wall sits to the end of every run will strengthen your quads, hamstrings, and glutes, improving your speed and endurance. Lean against a wall with your feet shoulder width apart, then squat until your knees are bent at a 45 degree angle. Hold this for 30 to 60 seconds. Work up to doing 10 sets. Add a challenge by including heel raises, lift your left heel and then the right, and then lift both of them together twice. The next one on the list is chart your progress. Stay motivated using a fitness report card. Jot down these subjects: cardio, muscle conditioning, flexibility, and attitude. Set a goal, for example, doing 10 push-ups, and grade yourself A through F at least 4 times a year. When you see how much you improve, you want to stay in great shape. The next one on the list, number 4, is try an all-in-one toner. Here's an example for you. A sidestep squat with a wood chop works your arms, torso, abs, back, legs, inner thighs, and your butt. Stand with your feet shoulder width apart, holding a 3 to 4 pound medicine ball in your hands. Bend your arms up so that the ball is at eye level over your right shoulder. As you bring the ball toward your left knee, step out with your left leg and bend it no further than 90 degrees, keeping your right leg straight. Return to the starting position, and you're going to want to do 10 to 15 reps and then repeat on the other leg. Number 5 on the list is break out the shovel. Why pay someone to clear your snow from the driveway? This doesn't apply to anybody in California. Besides burning nearly 400 calories per hour, shoveling snow develops muscular endurance and power. But be safe, minimize the amount of snow on each shovel, and bend from your knees and hips, not from your back. Number 6 on the list here is work out during your work day. If you work in an office, sit on a stability ball to strengthen your core and keep dumbbells or exercise tubing at your desk. Squeeze in 12 to 15 reps of exercises like dumbbell curls, overhead presses, and ab crunches. Aim for 2 to 3 sets of each. This gives you more free time to fit in fun workouts like biking or tennis. Number 7 on the list is take this jump rope challenge. The best cardio workout is the jump rope double turn maneuver. It's intense. You'll burn about 26 calories per minute. Do a basic jump for 5 minutes and then jump twice as high and turn the rope twice as fast so it passes under your feet twice before you land. This takes timing, patience, and power, but you'll get in great shape just by working at it. The next one on the list is give yourself a break. You don't have to be a fitness saint to get results. Follow the 80-20 plan. 80% of the year you'll exercise regularly and eat well. Know that you'll slip 20% of the time due to holidays and work deadlines. When you accept that fitness isn't an all or nothing proposition, you're more likely to stick with it for life. The next one on the list is get a jump on weight loss. Add plyometric box jumps to your workout to improve your cardiovascular stamina and leg strength. You'll really sculpt your hamstrings, quads, and glutes. Find a sturdy box that's at least 1 foot high. Starting from a standing position, explosively jump to the middle of the box and then jump back down. Repeat 20 times. The next one on the list is don't skimp on carbs. Your body needs them to fuel a workout, so reach for fruit or high-fiber crackers an hour beforehand. If you're exercising for 90 minutes or longer, include some protein so the carbs break down more slowly, giving you longer-lasting energy. Your best bets, low-fat cheese and crackers, trail mix, or half of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Number 11 on the list here is maximize your crunches. Don't relax your abs as you lower your chest away from your knees during a crunch. You only get half the ab toning benefit. To get the firmest abs possible, you need to sustain the contraction on the way down as well. Intensify your push-up. Squat thrust push-ups get you in great shape because they work your upper body, core, and lower body and improve agility, strength, and endurance all at once. From a standing position, bend down, put your hands on the floor shoulder width apart, and jump your feet back into plank position. If you're strong, cross your ankles, otherwise jump your feet wide apart. Do a push-up, then jump your feet together or uncross your ankles, jump your feet back to your hands, and stand up. Do 8 reps total, and then rest for 1 minute and repeat. The next one on the list is paddle your way to flatter abs. Go kayaking to get a tight stomach. It's ideal because much of your rowing power comes from your core. Mimic the motion and resistance of the water at home by looping an exercise band around the bottom of a table, leg, or other fixed object. Sit on the floor with legs extended, knees slightly bent, grasp one end of the band in each hand, rotate your torso to one side as you bring the elbow back slightly, then switch sides. Do three sets of 1 to 3 minutes each. Number 14 on our list here is make over your running routine. Unless you're training for a marathon, skip long, slow distance running. Sprinting builds more muscle. Add a few 10 to 60 second sprints to your run, slowing down just long enough to catch your breath between them. The last one on our list here, number 15, is super sculpt your butt. Get great glutes by targeting the muscles and connective tissues buried deep in your body. To hit them, do high intensity squats, such as jump squats, then blast off butt flab with cross-country skiing, bleacher running, and stair climbing. Alrighty, and that's all I have for the fitness segment today. Up next, I've got great simple nutrition facts for you, so stay tuned to Penguin Radio right here on radio.dominican.edu.
Dominican.edu.
Penguin Radio.
Welcome back to Keeping It Fit here on Penguin Radio. I now have some simple and easy ways to keep with your nutrition plan. So listen up because it can be helpful for anyone and everyone. The first one is hide your weakness. If you see it, you'll eat it. And if you don't see it, you'll still eat it, but not so much. That's what a study at Google New York office dubbed Project M&M found. Once office managers discovered that placing the chocolate candies in non-transparent containers as opposed to glass ones and giving healthier snacks like nuts and figs more prominent shelf space curbed M&M intake by 3.1 million calories in just 7 weeks. A similar study published in the Journal of Marketing found that people are more likely to overeat small treats from transparent packages than from non-transparent ones. Out of sight, out of mind, out of mouth. Number two on the list is use the 1 in 10 rule. For every 10 grams of carbohydrate listed on the label, look for at least 1 gram of fiber. Why 10 and 1? That's the ratio of carbohydrate to fiber in a genuine, unprocessed whole grain. The recommendation comes from a study published in the Journal of Public Health Nutrition that evaluated hundreds of grain products. Foods that met the 10 and 1 ratio have less sugar, sodium, and trans fats than those that didn't. Number three on the list is boost flavor to cut calories. Ever notice how everything inside a McDonald's, the burgers, the fries, the shakes, smells exactly the same? That sameness of scent is actually a tactic that can inspire you to consume more calories. A study in the Journal of Flavor found that the less distinctive the scent of a particular food, the more you'll eat it. Adding herbs and sodium-free spice blends is an easy way to take advantage of the sensory illusion that you're indulging in something rich without adding any fats or calories to your plate. Furthermore, a recent behavioral study that taught adults to spruce up meals with herbs instead of salt led to a decrease in sodium consumption by nearly 1,000 milligrams a day. That's more salt than you'll find in 5 bags of Doritos. The next one on the list, number 4, is chill pasta to melt fat. You can gain less weight from a serving of pasta simply by putting it in the fridge. The drop in temperature changes the nature of the noodles into something called resistant starch, meaning your body has to work harder to digest it. Cold pasta is closer in structure to natural resistant starches like lentils, peas, beans, and oatmeal, which pass through the small intestine intact and are digested in the large intestine where it gets kind of gross from there on out, so I won't go forward with that. A study in the Journal of Nutrition and Metabolism found that adding resistant starch to a meal may also promote fat oxidation. Colder noodles is better for you. Got it cold. Okay, I'm going to skip that one. It gets a little confusing. The next one on the list is dim the lights to get lighter. A study of fast food restaurants published in the journal Psychological Reports found that customers who dined in a relaxed environment with dim lights and mellow music ate 175 fewer calories per meal than if they were in a more typical restaurant environment. That may not sound like a dramatic saving, but cutting 175 calories from dinner every night could save you more than 18 pounds a year. Number 6 is eat, don't drink your fruit. Juicing may be the rage, but like a certain Mr. Simpson, some juice can do more harm than good, including orange juice. Researchers at the Harvard School of Public Health found that people who consumed one or more servings of fruit juice each day increased their risk of developing type 2 diabetes by as much as 21%. Conversely, those who ate at least two servings each week of certain whole fruits, particularly blueberries, grapes, and apples, reduced their risk for type 2 diabetes by as much as 23%. Number 7 on the list is eat before you eat. Eating an appetizer of a broth-based soup or even an apple can reduce total calorie intake over the course of the meal by up to 20%, according to a series of volumetrics studies at Penn State. Consider that, according to the Journal of the American Medical Association, the average restaurant meal contains over 1,000 calories. A 20% savings just once a day is enough to help you shed more than 23 pounds in a year. Number 8 on the list is choose paper, not plastic. Here's a simple way to improve the health of your shopping cart. A series of experiments by Cornell University looked at the effects of payment methods on food choice. When shoppers used credit cards, they bought more unhealthy foods than they did true foods. Researchers suggest that you're less likely to impulsively buy junk food if it means parting with a $100 bill than swiping plastic. Number 9 on the list is water down the calories. You've been told to drink 8 glasses of water a day, but why bother? Well, what if staying hydrated could strip pounds off your body? According to a study in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, after drinking approximately 17 ounces of water, about 2 tall glasses, participants' metabolic rates increased by 30%. The researchers estimate that increasing water intake by 1.5 liters a day, about 6 cups, would burn an extra 1,000 calories over the course of a year, a weight loss of approximately 5 pounds. Number 10, remind yourself to lose weight. A recent study published online in Health Promotion Practice found that people who received weekly text reminders of their daily calorie budget and motivational emails made healthier meal and snack choices. A simple hack to help you slim down: set up reminders on your smartphone so when 6 a.m. rolls around, you make 1,000 calories a day look so good, which I think that's a very low amount of calories for a day. And you can also add reminders at lunchtime, like salad for the 6-pack. That's funny because I'd be like, no, I want a pizza, but I'll try and I'll see if this works. And I'll leave you all on that thought. Super exciting. We're now through with nutrition, and I think that was the least boring nutrition segment that I've had all semesters. So when we come back, we'll be talking all about happiness, which really plays a huge part in our overall health. So stay tuned to Keeping It Fit right here on Penguin Radio.
Wet. chopper chopping, buying wigs.
Sir the General, cut my fess up. TJ Fangs. Fangs.
Hold it now.
Fresh, edgy, energetic, smart, sometimes crazy, but always real. It's happening here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Back to Keeping It Fit right here on Penguin Radio. We're about to go over a bunch of fun happiness facts, which has so much influence on overall health, so I thought it'd be quite fitting. So I'm just going to jump right into things. Your genes and family upbringing account for only half of your happiness levels. Only 10% of your happiness comes from external circumstances. Your outlook on life and what you choose to do with your life accounts for 40% of your happiness levels. This includes your friendship, work, and participation in your community. It gets easier as you age. A 2005 U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention survey showed ages 20 to 24 are sad for 3.4 days per month, and those aged between 65 and 74 are sad only 2.3 days per month. A mere 20 minutes of exercise 3 days each week will increase your happiness by 10 to 20% after 6 months. The happier you are, the more antibodies your body generates, up to 50% more, in fact. In the United States, the number of people with clinical depression is 3 to 10 times more common than it was for their grandparents at the same age. Happy people generally earn more than unhappy people. Women are unhappiest in their life around the age of 37 and men around the age of 42. Dancing increases happiness. Sports facilities and community centers increase a community's overall happiness. And then this one I found super weird. Money buys happiness. Those who can afford to have their basic material needs taken care of are happier than those who cannot. Now this makes the next one seem kind of funny. Money does not buy happiness. After having your basic material needs met, additional money does not have any impact on your levels of happiness. The next little fact here, people in relationships are usually happier than people who are single. However, happier people are more likely to retain relationships. The next one, education and intelligence do not make you more happy than anyone else. The next one, happiness has a fragrance. Clinical experiments on body odor have proved your scent changes between when you are stressed or happy. The most powerful way to increase your short-term feelings of happiness is to perform random acts of kindness to others or to send a letter of gratitude to someone you care about. 5 such acts in a week will increase your happiness for up to 3 months. We just started doing letters of gratitude at work, and it seriously makes a huge difference. The last one that I have here is the most powerful way to increase your long-term feelings of happiness is to understand your strength and talents or life purpose and to work on sharing those parts of yourself with others. I also found another article on happiness entitled 27 Things You Need to Know About Happiness, and it goes into a lot more detail than what I just talked about, but it goes over kind of the same stuff. We all have different ideas of how to achieve total bliss. For some, it's in the company of loved ones. For others, it's following their passions. But there is more of a bigger picture to it. It turns out that there are a lot of factors that can affect whether you're sporting a sunny disposition, ranging from mindful presence to the sense of the air. You may not even know these influencers could be contributing to your overall life satisfaction. As Aristotle once said, happiness depends upon ourselves. Perhaps the most simple way we can find bliss is to accept that it's completely up to us. As much as 40% of our happiness levels are within our control, according to some happiness researchers. In order to turn happiness into something you create, adopt small habits such as lingering on positive moments and forcing yourself to smile, and you'll start to feel joy on your own. Are you all smiling yet? Because I am. The weather can influence happy feelings. If you live in a temperate climate, there is a chance you may be a more cheerful individual. Some research has discovered that there is a correlation between milder summers and winters and happiness. And just as mild climates can boost your mood, harsher climates can have a negative effect. During the winter months, many suffer from seasonal affective disorder, mainly due to the lack of light that comes with the season. The next one on the list is happiness has a fragrance. If you're looking to feel more cheerful, it may be time to stop and smell the roses, literally. Researchers at the University of Florida found that the flower smell has a positive influence on your emotions. Studies have also found that certain perfumes can have a pro-social effect and make people more altruistic. The next one is music can elevate your happiness. Upbeat music equals upbeat mindset. According to a study published in the Journal of Positive Psychology, those who listened to rousing music were better able to put themselves in a positive mood. The next one, like I went over before, happiness grows when you're older. It may be time to forget everything you thought you knew about happiness and youth. Results from a 2013 Harris poll revealed that life satisfaction is higher for adults than young adults. Nearly 50% of Americans over the age of 65 are happy, compared to just 31% of those ages 18 to 24. The next one is giving to others can give you a happiness boost. Whether it's through helping charity or just small acts of kindness, altruism makes us feel good. One study even found that the happiness gleaned from volunteering can increase your longevity. Joy is contagious is the next one. Connecting yourself to happy people will make you happier as well, according to a study published in the British Medical Journal. The research uncovered that if a close friend is happy, it increases the likelihood that you'll feel happier by 15%. Even being near people who you don't know very well or third-degree friends will increase your chance for joy by 6%. The next one, getting a little nostalgic, can help you look on the bright side. Reflecting fondly on the past can make you look forward to the future, according to a personality and psychology bulletin study. Researchers discover that past memories help maintain feelings of self-worth and promote optimism for what's to come. Allowing yourself to feel nostalgic will also help you feel less lonely. Sounds like a good excuse to flip through those old photo albums. And the next one is happy people prefer deeper conversations. Human beings are social butterflies, but only if you forego the trivial small talk. Researchers at the University of Arizona discovered that a spike in happiness occurred during social interactions when people were engaged in more substantive conversations. The next one is quick thinking is associated with positive feelings. If you have a quick wit or pride yourself on being a fast reader, you may also have more of a positive mood. A study published in Psychological Science discovered that happiness was more commonly associated with faster cognitive thoughts. The next one is super obvious. Job satisfaction can impact your happiness. An examination published in the Journal of Occupational and Organizational Psychology linked happiness with work to overall happiness and life satisfaction. Another study conducted by the University of Aberdeen revealed that job fulfillment was ranked as one of the most critical factors to overall well-being and happiness. Certain foods can make you happier. The key to a quick boost of happiness may lie in your diet. Foods like nuts, chicken, and milk all contain higher levels of something I can't pronounce, which can lead to the production of serotonin, a chemical that helps induce calm and happiness. Getting some shut-eye can help you retain more positive thoughts. In an observation of sleep-deprived college students, one experiment found that the participants remembered fewer positive words from a list of words they had previously memorized. It works the other way, too, as a 2013 Cornell study found that a happy outlook on life will help you get a better night's sleep. The happiest country is in Europe. For the second year in a row, Denmark was crowned the globe's happiest country according to the United Nations World Happiness Report. The U.S. ranked 17th, falling 6 places from last year's spot. So the next little bit of advice, and I think this is going to be the last one. Practicing gratitude can help you lead a happier life. When you're thankful, you're more likely to be a more joyful person, according to researchers at the University of California, Berkeley. Expressing gratitude has also been proven to generate a more optimistic outlook on life and can even help lower stress. Life is a series of problems that have to be solved, and a lot of the times those problems cause stress. Gratitude can be the stress buster that we all need. Okay, I have to do one more because I like this one. Pets make you happier. When we pet our furry friends, It releases endorphins in our brains, making us instantly happier. The chemical also helps to reduce stress levels and lowers our blood pressure. And there is a ton more, but for the sake of time, I need to stop talking about being happy. But now that I've become a happier person by reading this, I hope you all have as well. So when I come back, it's time for my favorite part of the show. So stay tuned to radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back to Keeping It Fit right here on radio.dominican.edu. It's now my favorite part of the show where I preview my favorite five songs for the week. And I know that I say this every week, but it's such a good one this time. Up first, I have this one called Sick Like That, and it's by Will Sparks.
tequila, poison in the darkness, got me wicked, wicked, feeling a hot flush, I'm intoxicated, now my rhythm.
Alrighty, so the next one is called I Got You by Duke Dumont featuring Jax Jones. One I have for you guys is called Leave a Trace.
I gave up on time, just like you said you would. There are tiny cracks of light underneath me, and you say I got it wrong. But I try hard to uncover them.
So that one was called Leave a Trace by Churches, and this next one is called Alive, and it's by Cruella.
Let's make this fleeting moment last.
last forever. So tell me what you're waiting for. I'm gonna keep it frozen here forever. There's no regretting anymore. It's worth the wait, even so far away. I'm making the night mine until the day I die. No light to break when you're hanging by fate. You know what it feels like when you're dancing blind. Oh, I'm just the beat inside my soul. Take me home where my dreams are made of gold. In the zone where the beat is uncontrolled. I know what it feels like. Come on, make me feel alive.
That one was Alive by Cruella, and this last one that I have for today is Iggy Azalea, and it's called Heavy Crown featuring Ellie Goulding.
Life been crazy, all advice has been a chill. More ironic, I've been living off for people down and kill for. And I find no numbers, knowing there's always a meal more. That was that cat jerk, my pretty right on the top of that billboard. And all of my folks who don't been here from jump, you the ones I'ma cover the bill for. And as I get ill more, we gon' triple the order of champagne and spill more. Let's settle the real score. Been wondering what the public gotta feel for. So let's keep it real, yeah. You know I'm killing games soon as I step on the field, yeah. The top of a man now, there's no turning back now. I won't ever back down. They feel me like they give a nigga your pat down. I needed a moment, I found it. Lately I've been on my run in the town, especially walking around with
this heavy crown. You can't always please the crowd, but I am still not bowing down. This heavy crown, it comes and goes around, and when it's time I'll pass it proud. But check out it now.
So keep a cute chicken. Don't be hating on the new chick. Go back and check your stats and bet they let you know I do this. Glass is full of empty, depending on point of view, chick. If you was mad before, I bet you hate me for this new. Maybe you should watch what you got coming at you too. Let's get cool with how I kick it, or else you gon' get the boo. Iggy Azalea, aka captain of the crew, shit. Don't panic pinch, I promise, baby, I don't need your tools. Get rid of the makeup, let us see just who you is. But if you feel like that girl, bless your heart, go get.
All right, so once again, that was Iggy Azalea with Heavy Crown featuring Ellie Goulding. And that is all I have for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to tune in next week for my final show. I'll be doing a holiday special, maybe. So it'll be an exciting one. That'll be next Tuesday at 2 p.m. as usual, right here on radio.dominican.edu. Until then, stay healthy.